Today, we'd like to see the title of I Am With You Always in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 20. To another world souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in verses 5 to 7, but the angel answered, said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you in Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. What does the angel's statement mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. What does it mean? And how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time in Matthew chapter 27, 65, 66, Pilate said to them, you have a guard, go your ways, make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Upon Pilate's permission, the chief priests and Pharisees made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting the guard. Verse 1, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. The after Sabbath as the first day of the week showed that it was a Sunday. The other Mary was the mother of James and Joseph, that is his mother's, Jesus' mother's sister. This is a cross reference, Matthew 27, 56, John 19, 25, read them. 2-4, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow, and the guards, plural, shook for fear of him and became like a dead man. Who rolled back the stone which had sealed the tomb? An angel who came down from heaven through a great earthquake rolled back the stone. The angel's face was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The set guard feared of the angels becoming like a dead man. Verse 5, but the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. The angel told the visiting women about three things. Number one, do not fear, but implying being joyful. His reason in verse 6. or the living among the dead. She receives 8 great joy and 9 rejoice. The cross reference right here. Verse 6, he's not here for his reason. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. His reason, the resurrection, come and see the empty place, showing the bodily resurrection as a fact, not mere symbolic resurrection. Verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Go quickly and tell his resurrection. Jesus Christ was alive. Today he is still alive and will be alive for the future. Because if Christ is not risen, our faith is futile and we are still in our sins. The living among the dead means his victory over Satan, the ruler of death. Further, since we the Christians have hope only in Christ in this life, we are the most pitiful among all the people on the earth, if not the resurrection. Here, the angel's statement is confirmed by Jesus' statement in verse 10. Verse 8, so they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, right here, and ran to bring his disciples word. The visiting women checked the empty tomb, very joyfully running to tell his disciples about his resurrection. Verse 9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. On the way to meet his disciples, the visiting women met Jesus, who said, rejoice. The women first worshipped Jesus on Sunday, the resurrection day, originated for today. Many churches, Sunday 2 or 3 together, worship service. Matthew 18:20 said 2 or 3 there, Jesus is there. Verse 10, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The angel's statement in verse 7 is confirmed by Jesus' statement here. Jesus called his disciples as his brethren, showing Jesus forgave the disciples who forsook him and scattered. As previously taught to them, Jesus is raised from the dead. During 40 days, Jesus appeared to two who believed slowly in heart to Emmaus, to the disciples for the fear of the Jews, to doubting Thomas, and third time to the disciples in Galilee. And to many others, not only during the 40 days, but also after his ascension, even to Apostle Paul. All cross-reference right there. Verse 11 up to 15. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease or persuade him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed, And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Some of the guards set by the chief priests and Pharisees in Matthew 27:65 the above came into the city showing the tomb outside of the city and Jesus suffering outside the gates. The guard report in detail about his resurrection to the chief priests, who bribed the soldiers to make a rumor about his body stolen by his disciples. Upon securing no liability to the soldiers at Pilate, knowing the report. So the rumor has been circulated until this day. The cross-reference, Hebrews chapter 13, 12, you know, Jesus suffers outside the gates, not in the city. 16 up to 17, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. The 11 disciples went to a mountain near the Sea of Galilee, likely Mount Arbal, and Jesus appeared. They worshipped him, but some doubted, like Thomas. 18. And Jesus came, question 2, came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority is given to Jesus in heaven and on earth. We have been reconciled with the Father through the blood of his cross. So whatever ministry upon Jesus Christ should be done, but whatever against Jesus Christ should be cast down. The scripture, Logos or written word of God, testifies of Jesus Christ. No creatures are allowed against the scripture. For example, by whatever equal to or over the scripture, we should not be deceived, but whatever helpful to understand the scripture might be accepted by us. That's a cross reference right there. Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Upon that authority, we may go and make his disciples, not our disciples, of all the nations, which were in a procedural order, such as Jerusalem, Judah, Samaria, and the end of the earth, like home neighbors, home country, and foreign country. Baptizing by the immersion into the word is done in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, expressing three beings of one God, Trinity God, the Father, the Word become flesh, that is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. In addition, the name of Jesus Christ here, Jesus' name, may be added to the baptizing. So, baptism signifies to unite a believer with Jesus Christ in his or her death to sin or the old life of the flesh and his or her resurrection to new life in the Spirit, Holy Spirit. So, cross-reference right there. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and Lord, or behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Teaching all things Jesus commanded shows that all is all. Teachings basically sum up the word of God, that the spiritual law is far superior to the physical law. We should live to please the Lord rather than to live to please ourselves. Our lives should not be self-centered, but Christ-centered. So we should seek first the kingdom of God, which is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit of life, not flesh life. And how do we seek His righteousness? From belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation, the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face during life by growing faith. Faith is rooted by the divine oral word in heart, understood from the divine written word. Within the definition of all faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence things not seen. For satisfaction in the life of the flesh life leads to pain, misery, fighting, or worry. But the life of the Spirit will bring you into righteousness, peace, joy, or many types of the fruit of the Spirit. That is many types of agape love. The fact the people who claim to be Christians still are doing things which other person in the world is doing hurts Jesus. So we should be epistles of Christ in heart by the Spirit of living God. How is Jesus with us? Jesus was physically with his disciples on the earth before his ascension at the mount called Olivet. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon every believer who was born again of the water, washing with the Word of God in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And of the Spirit, now all persons are born of mother's wombs, and the few elect are born again of the water and of the Spirit. Then the Spirit of Jesus Christ is with every believer forever, teaching all things that Jesus said, so we should be sensitive to Spirit teaching. That's the way Jesus is with us forever. So, cross reference right here, so you may see, continue to keep on prayer, the California, particularly Southern California flood issue. So, new prayer request, keep on prayer, love for Israelites and widows in Mexico in perilous times, a lot of hunger, or a crime battle, or a terrorist battle. So keep on praying. So the word of God's will be accomplished. Also, this book published at the end of last year, but still available until the March 31st. So how can I lie to achieve success?